Cosmic Awareness Tarot. Key number 18. The Moon. This awareness indicates that this reading, this card the Moon, and this time the eclipse of the new moon, this is the apex of the movement of the inner and outer planes in their joining, their coming together. Entities are rapidly moving into the level of the inner plane. This movement into understanding and realization of the inner plane is that which is being accelerated, and at this time, the balance between the interest in the outer plane and the interest of the inner plane is moving into a shifting action. The emphasis will soon be on creating and moving interests into inner plane activities. This movement into psychic levels by the scientists, by the masses of people, is that which is to accelerate greatly during this year and for the coming years. This is the beginning of the rapture for many. This is the beginning of the greater battles of the War of Armageddon, and this war will be fought on the inner plane in psychic levels between the black magicians and those of awareness levels. This awareness indicates that the followers of Christ, of the crystal clear consciousness, in moving into inner plane activity, shall be confronted with the forces of polarity, power, lust, and greed that are being generated by those practicing black magic. Many practice black magic without realizing they do so. The action of self-advancement at the expense of another incorporates the basis for black magic. Anyone who becomes obsessed with promoting himself at the expense of others automatically moves into levels of black magic. This awareness indicates that the Battle of Armageddon is now on. The battle does move now into psychic realms. Entities must be attentive and aware. This attention and awareness does lead to that which is called the rapture. This card, the Moon, as following from that movement, the realization of bondage, the realization of separateness as self, the tower bondage being the devil, the realization of separation as self being an illusion, therefore being broken and shattered, the movement then into integration, the movement from integration into deeper levels of integration through meditation, wherein one integrates him/herself with the psychic realms as well as the physical realm. The movement from meditation into the sea of the vast inner plane, the movement from meditation into the sea is represented by the Moon card. In order to understand this Moon card sea, this inner plane, entities must realize the three planes, the physical plane, which is that which is the senses, the inner plane, which is that which cannot be defined by senses, yet the mind itself can conceive of this the inner plane as being those particles of matter in vibratory form in atomic levels in their materialized formations of light. This awareness indicates that this as the first astral plane. The second astral plane is without form. Light, which is still in movement and has not moved into a point of light, is in the first astral plane. The second astral plane is in movement and relates to emotional levels. The first astral plane relates to the focused mind, or mental level. Beyond this, second astral plane moves into the levels approaching essence. Each of these planes is composed of many levels of vibration, each a step moving upward or downward toward matter or toward the space, the clear light. This awareness indicates that in order to understand the Moon card, entities must shift to the cosmic consciousness level, to the first source. This may be compared to a light that is emanating from a center of the universe, which at this time contains no physical form whatsoever. This light is gathering itself as it takes particles of energy from the universe and moves into a centralized position. This centralized position becomes the Godhead, becomes the unity and totality of all living things. This totality, this light, this Godhead is without identity, yet composed of all souls and life forms in existence. These life forms are but light and have no shape. They have no identities, they have no thoughts, they are but pure being. This life form then begins to shine outward into the dark universe. The statement "Let there be light" relates to this description. The separation of the light from the darkness occurred when this life force energy did gather itself, leaving darkness out away from where it gathered itself. Once this did occur, the Yod, the first cause, the sperm of the universe did then shine forth, or explode as it were, outward in the universe. This light moving outward in many directions did find itself spreading and creating seven rays in each direction it moved. The explosion of this light moved out in many directions, creating many waves composed of seven colors. These seven colors in turn also split into seven colors of a more subtle vibration. Each of these also did split, and each of those also did split, and so forth. This is likened unto the harmonics of sound, wherein each sound has its overtones that move into higher levels infinitely. This light in splitting and separating did eventually slow down and create heat, create sound, and create magnetic levels as well as create matter itself. Wherein the spreading lights did come across their brethren lights which had exploded outward into the universe in other directions but eventually curved around, wherein these lights did come in contact with the other tentacles of this great being. These tentacles coming in contact often were unaware that they were from the same Godhead. These tentacles and particles of light coming together often felt alienated from all the rest of the light in the universe and thus clung together, creating that which is termed two against the world, or the concept of duality. Often these two in their commingling did create a third, or did come in contact with a third force, that in so doing, a trinity is formed. The trinity offered the possibility of building, of construction, and this was the beginning of relationship, relative judgment, and choice. When there is but you and another, there can be no choice, but when there are you and two others, there can be a choice. So it is with every particle and every two or three particles. Where there are three or more, there can be choice. This then created that which was called mind, which was the builder. This then created that which became structure, which did allow things to form into shapes and formations and structure themselves. This then is that which did lead to materialization, the hardening of the arteries of this light being. This then did build that which is symbolized in this card by the two towers. These lights, these colors of light moving through the universe like that ray from an unbelievably bright sun that moves out to strike the moon, but finds no moon anywhere but the darkness of space, thus does strike its own tentacles, lighting up its own lights, shining on its own emanations, creating its own friction and internal combustion. This light then in operating against the darkness of pure void space, began to take on the attitude of being something as opposed to the space, which was nothing. This light then began to move into building and structuring formations of things, materializations, and substances, as well as energy levels, vibratory levels of higher natures and colors. This light then began to distinguish between the various levels of materialization. This distinguishing action is what helped to build the powers of the so-called mind. This mind is that which does continue to relate one thing to another. This light then realizing itself as mind, did begin to make more and more evaluations of that which was around, and more judgments and choices of that which was present, and did also begin to build and construct with those forces and forms which were subject to its own level of vibration and understanding. This light then in improving its powers of judgment, discrimination, definition, and identity, did more and more begin to distinguish itself and separate itself from that which it did not wish to identify with. This light then began to refuse to consider itself as light and chose to consider itself as the building that it had constructed, thus the body became the entity, the materialization became the substance of being. This light then forgetting it was light and identifying with its body, then began that long journey through the various shapes and forms of physical beings, and it did move through those various creatures and substances, animal, mineral, and vegetable, to discover again who it was, what it was, and how to be free of its confusion. This card, the moon, represents all material manifestations carrying light that are moving back toward realization of their source. This card represents that movement of each entity, vegetable, mineral, or animal, between the physical outgrowth of light, the focused manifestation of a light particle as it gathers with other light particles and forms its being and forms its identity and builds its physical body, while also searching and reaching and hungering to get back to the source, to return to the Father. This moon card represents all substances in the dark universe, all light that can be reflected on any particle. This awareness indicates that you understand that every particle of substance within the universe is light, but that a brighter light can often shine upon a particle, and that particle shows itself as appearing solid. This appearance of solidity by the higher vibration striking against it is that which is termed material or materialized substance. Materialized substance. Gaseous substance, when viewed from another level, would appear to be solid. Liquid substance from another level would appear to be as solid as a diamond. The atmosphere of the Earth when viewed from a higher level appears to be liquid. The movement into higher levels of light and looking downward toward lower levels always creates that moon, that substance on which light is reflected back to its source by striking that which appears to be solid. The solidity is only illusion. The light is simply denser than the light that strikes it. This awareness indicates that those who look with eyes move in a certain vibration, those eyes move in a certain vibration, which reflects back what appears to be solid. If the eyes had another level of vibration, they could see through the walls, the surfaces. The same is true for the other specialized organs of the human and animal bodies. These specialized organs are tuned to certain vibratory rates, which allow light to move, which allow the consciousness to move on certain light or sound frequencies. Light, sound, touch, heat, taste, and smell are all traveling on the light that this awareness speaks of. This light is vibration, no matter what its name. This awareness indicates that the moon is matter and does reflect the Father, the higher source, the higher energies. This is also the inner plane. Those who identify with the physical matter may discover the inner plane by looking for the light that creates that which appears to be physical. This leads to sun worshippers. This is a symbolic action, and this is a symbolic perversion of this concept. This awareness indicates that this movement of the entity toward the light is that which is the path of the soul. Understand the soul has many paths, that the reflected light of the soul also does have seven reflections. The path of the soul does reflect light, which splits into five directions, and these five directions do spiral and create that which is a whirlpool of consciousness. These whirlpools of consciousness are called magnetic fields. These magnetic fields create those levels of identity, which become the energies for the five senses. These seven psychic centers in the entity in moving back through the light do absorb the light. The five senses reflect the light that is absorbed. This reflection creates the five magnetic vortices, which are called appetites. This awareness indicates that the movement of these forces is also split in terms of their significance and duration. The appetite, where each sense of the five senses can be obsessed with something that takes a lifetime, or desires something at the moment that there are many degrees in between. These may be seen as limbs coming off of limbs coming off of more limbs. The soul is likened unto the trunk. There are ambitions and talents, and these talents and ambitions may be likened unto limbs. Upon these limbs there are desires and certain accomplishments that must be made in order to reach that goal of the ambition. These minor accomplishments may be likened unto smaller limbs. These lesser accomplishments require detailed work. These detailed works may be likened unto twigs. This awareness indicates all of this that has been described is light and reflected light. The shifting of levels from emotion, from thought, from being, from description, from shape, from heat, from desire, from irritations, from emotions of all natures, long-sustained emotions or emotions of short duration, deep emotions or light emotions, deep thoughts, deep cultural trends running through nations, through peoples, through species, all of this is but light and its corresponding magnetisms. This may be understood more easily by those who understand harmonics in music. Mankind has moved for many eons now through separation of light, through the conflict of varying light rays, through the conflict of varying vibratory rates, and has moved to a point wherein much of that which was once separated, now is moving toward integration. Integration leads to that complete alchemical combustion of the physical matter of this plane. This moves mankind into the inner plane wherein the battle of Armageddon shall be fought. This then is slowly releasing consciousness from physical levels, and begins to move mankind back toward the Godhead, toward home. This then shall begin that which within 400 years will be completed on this earth plane. The temperature of the earth at that time will have so risen that entities in their present state would not live here. There will be entities of an entirely different vibratory rate whose capabilities are such that they do not have what would presently be called the physical body. The transition will seem gradual, but will be in actuality very rapid in comparison to the times past. This awareness indicates that the paths in this moon card, which move up and down through higher and lower levels, are that which symbolize what is termed evolution by the mind, which watches movements of progression and involution, which is the movement of regression, that movement back toward material structuring. This awareness indicates that entities in looking at evolution, notice that the higher, more highly advanced creatures were those who gave up greater and greater amounts of security. Evolution is the action of security surrender, the surrendering of security moves entities into higher levels. The beasts of the past with their armor and horns had great physical security, but became so specialized in their security that they destroyed themselves, they could no longer cope with the world around. Their own security and shields and size became too much for them. This awareness indicates that this relates closely unto metamorphosis, something that your present-day science has given little attention to. The creatures did move in their specialization to a point where they became so burdened by their specialized protective armor that they simply could not move any further in that direction. The consequence was that the body they used had to be discarded, and their psyche then moved on and created a new body without that protection. They then returned as a new species of being on this plane. Many have moved through this metamorphosis action that has been called evolution, but that the slow and gradual movement of progression, as evolution is commonly termed, is not the same as metamorphosis. Metamorphosis is that which occurs when something has gone to its apex, has moved to the epitome of its being, of its own structuring, of its own doing, and can go no further and must surrender. At that time, it becomes a totally new being, unlike anything it has ever been before. This awareness indicates it is the equal and opposite reaction to its own previous being. This may be likened unto the rat, which moves in its own ratness to the point of such frustration and hunger and sniffing and sneaking and nervousness and fear, that it becomes neurotic and finally psychotic, and simply dies in its paranoia. The rat, the consciousness that was the rat, then moves into another from that which was the consciousness of a rat. The cast-off fears, which are thrown off by that consciousness, are then picked up by other creatures and expressed as their own fears. This awareness indicates that likewise, when entities move through these levels of great intensity and suffer the so-called ego death, their previous desires and frustrations are thrown into the pool of consciousness for others to pick up, if this is so desired. This is like discarding old used clothing or utensils. In throwing off certain desire and greed concepts for others and moving on to new levels wherein such concepts or attitudes are no longer needed, they understand that as you progress, you have a responsibility to help those who follow you and are picking up your rubbish, your attitudes, your old discarded trash which once you called your significance and your values. This responsibility becomes more and more clear to you as you throw off more and more of your desires. This movement then toward higher levels of understanding and responsibility does not allow one to forget those who are following, but does pull these and does create that which is concern. This concern is that which is called love. This concern and feeling of responsibility for the welfare of those who are yet following and do not yet understand what one does understand, is that which previously often had been used for luring the masses, for trapping the ignorant through the teachings of a master. Presently the master concept is out. When one becomes aware enough, the concept of a master, a spiritual leader, becomes meaningless. All are the same light, and some do not seem to shine quite so brightly because they are farther out in the stream. This awareness indicates that the stream is that which is created by the minds of those who judge its presence, and this judgment does create that stream. All entities are in actuality in the center and heart of the universe, and are a part of this Godhead, but that there are many minds which are trying to help others on one level, but still are trying to keep others from being as well off as they themselves. This action creates the illusion of distance and setting up distances on the stream. Many think they are downstream from the source, wherein there are those who block the way for them to understand they are the source. This awareness indicates that entities are at the source, but that not many realize this. The lack of understanding is due to the mind barriers placed by conditioning, wrong answers, and hypnosis of those who would like you to remain subservient or farther down the path, farther down the stream. This stream of life does not flow in any particular direction, but does exist in all places, For the universe is a sphere and is filled with life, and the Godhead is everywhere present. As entities move into the new being, they tune into this realization, this Godhead, this realizing the real realized state, the state made real. This awareness indicates that when anything is realized, it has been made real. When entities move into the realization that they are in a universe that is alive with God, alive as the source of all life or all being, that every particle of the universe is living, when entities realize this, they then may understand that the only thing between them and this life force, the only barriers are created by their own structuring mind, the mind of wrong answers, of wrong values, of wrong understanding. This awareness indicates that when this happens and entities can place aside mind and all answers and simply tune into being, and being then tunes into loving, and loving then tunes into glowing, and glowing then becomes that which is the light, that when this occurs, entities then are the source, they are back to the point from which they came. This leads to the Son of God. The movement from Godhead down to matter, the moon, the movement from the Father down to the Mother and back to the Father as that which creates the Son. The Sun is the reflection of light from this tarot moon as it reflects toward a center. The Sun then becomes the offspring of the Father and the Mother moon. The Sun then is the reflection of the Father and the direct result of the Mother. This awareness indicates this is the symbolism of many religions.